I remember having a discussion with my colleague Joel Frater, also Jewish, but not. And he said to me, why this, all this old text, why does it matter what the rabbis said in the second century? And I said, look, we all stand in front of texts. You know, so right. normally bioethics stands in front of Kant, Immanuel Kant, you know, autonomy, autonomy, autonomy. And, you know, I love Kant, you know. I don't mind standing there occasionally, but he kind of was anti-Semitic and anti-Catholic, so maybe maybe not so much. And I said, we all stand in front of the Constitution, in all mm-hmm. of its flaws, in all of its mm-hmm. beauties, in all of its flaws.
And it's history.
We stand before these old texts, and they mean something, and they give us tools. And these are conversations that have been had for 2,000 years. People have been talking about this question. What is the good act? What does it mean to be good? What is the right act? What makes it so? What makes it so? Over and over again. These conversations are not new. What do we mean about death?